stairs. Standing outside, you can hear a towering hardwood topple every few minutes. It's going to be a long day. Snow turned to freezing rain overnight, and it hasn't stopped. Ice storms are particularly dangerous in the South. For one, the trees aren't used to the weight, but also majority of houses are heated with electricity. It could take days to restore power, and we're looking at temperatures below freezing for the next week. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Dangerously cold temperatures remain over Kansas, Northwest Missouri, and much of the Midwest today. The National Weather Service is issuing a cold weather advisory for almost the entire state through noon tomorrow, with wind chill values as low as 10 to 20 degrees below zero. A winter storm warning remains in effect for far southeast Kansas until 9 o'clock this morning. It's been allowed to expire for the rest of the state as the winter storm moved out of the area. Snowfall amounts across the state range from 1 to 8 inches, with much of the state reporting 2 to 5 inches. Many roads and highways continue to be partially or completely snow-covered. For current information on highway conditions, go to candrive.gov or call 511. The winter storm also continues to affect air travel. FlightAware.com reports 78 cancellations so far today in and out of Kansas City International Airport. In college basketball last night, the 19th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks beat Kansas State 86-62 in Manhattan. Jayhawks coach Bill Self says he was happy to see the streak of three straight losses in Manhattan come to an end.
This is a big game to me personally because it's an in-state game. And I told our players, I said, hell, you're going to be here 1 year. This day, you leave here and nobody talks about it, at least in your world.
Self was back on the KU bench after a one-game absence for health reasons. But the Jayhawks played without their star player, Darren Peterson, who sat out the game with an ankle injury. The Sunflower Showdown continues today. The KU women host Kansas State at noon today at Allen Fieldhouse. Again, a cold weather advisory in effect until noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies this morning, then gradually clearing. Highs today only around 13 degrees. Wind chill values between 1 below and 11 below. Winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows around 8 below. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the upper teens. It's 1 below zero in Lawrence, a wind chill factor of 15 below. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at about 9:41 this morning, 22 minutes from now, on KPR. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air, and we're throwing a party. Join us February 27th and 28th for a weekend of live music, parties, seminars, much more. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary party is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Partly cloudy skies and gradually clearing this morning. Highs today only near 13 degrees with very cold wind chill factors. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows around 8 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper teens. It's 1 degree in Topeka with a wind chill factor of minus 12. It's minus 3 in Atchison. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Taze, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. How do a bunch of librarians and book lovers mark the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence? In connection with the Kansas 250 Commission, the State Library of Kansas has created a virtual Kansas 250 bookshelf. State Librarian Ray Walling and Deputy State Librarian Valerie Lamoureux stopped by the KPR studio this week to talk with me about the project.
The Kansas 250 Bookshelf is a project that we started in collaboration with the Kansas 250 Commission in celebration of America.
But I think being able to read a story about Kansas during that moment, you can connect with that story and see the bigger picture. And I think that can help bring people to understand that certain things that are happening in different areas of the country happened at the same time that this was happening in Kansas. So it can create that connection and you can see yourself in America's history.
That's Valerie Lamoureux and Ray Walling of the State Library of Kansas. They're talking with me about the Kansas 250 bookshelf. For a complete list of books and information about the Kansas 250 bookshelf, visit library.ks.gov. You can hear a longer version of our conversation on today's Prairie Journal. That's at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Just ahead, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts.
Support for KPR comes from Historic Lacombe.
Very cold temperatures in store for today. We're looking for a high of only around 13 degrees. It's minus one in Lawrence.
I'm Corva Coleman with these news headlines. More than 170 million.
MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding. Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Cold temperatures for today with highs only getting up to around 13 degrees. Partly cloudy and cold overnight tonight with lows around minus 8. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper teens. It's 0 degrees here in Lawrence, 1 degree in Topeka, minus 1 degree in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. If your home feels a little tired right now, you're not alone.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel. Mostly sunny skies and cold today. Highs only around 13 degrees. Wind chill values between 1 below and 11 below. Partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows only around minus 8 degrees. It's 5 degrees in Topeka, 3 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. 2026 is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Today on Prairie Journal, we're celebrating America 250, library style. Join us to hear about the Kansas 250 Bookshelf, a year's worth of books celebrating Kansas and America. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes away from now, on Kansas Public Radio. Clear and cold today with highs around 13 degrees. A reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a cold weather advisory in effect until noon on Monday. It's 5 degrees in Lawrence, 5 degrees in Topeka, with a wind chill of 12 below.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. A quick look at our weather. A cold weather advisory remains in effect until noon on Monday. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Highs today around 13 degrees. It's 4 degrees in Emporia, 5 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. Today on Prairie Journal, celebrating America 250, Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in just half an hour, it's 105 Live. Today on 105 Live, NPR Music's Robin Hilton, one-time member of the KPR staff back in the day, joins us to talk about the 2026 Tiny Desk Contest. We'll hear highlights from acts playing in the Folk Alliance Conference in New Orleans, plus a ticket giveaway. Nick Carswell's your host for 105 Live, coming up at noon today on KPR. Sunny and cold today, highs near 13 degrees. It's 5 degrees in Lawrence. Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre.
It's urban that can go back into the soil and grow new plants for us next year. We need to just look at our resources and look at our history and everything in just a much more circular rather than linear fashion. I used to say that what Full Circle did was, you know, soap refill, low-waste home and body products, alternative recycling, things like that. But more and more, I think what Full Circle does is help make connections. It's connections between other people who care about these issues too. It's connections, connecting ourselves to where our food comes from. It's connecting the dots on how recycling works. It's connecting us to where our food comes from. It's connecting us to where our recycling goes. It's connecting us to other people who care about these issues too. It's connecting us to the past and how we used to do things and how we might use some of those same concepts and ideas to do things going forward. So we're really trying to create connections and help us live in more and more circular, connected world.
I've been visiting with Justine Grieve and Robert Riley of Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. You can find out more about what they do at FullCircleSustainability.org. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's 105 Live with your host, Nick Carswell. Celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. It's Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend, February 27th and 28th. Join us for a weekend packed with parties and live music, including the Jet Setter Jazz of Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. The National Weather Service has issued a cold weather advisory until noon Monday. We're expecting highs only around 13 degrees today with very cold wind chill factors. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 8 below. Wind chill values dipping down to around 10 to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs around 19 degrees. It's 6 degrees in Emporia, where it feels like minus 8. 9 degrees here in Lawrence, 9 degrees in Manhattan, 6 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.